This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The Home Depot reported profits this morning that matched Wall Street's expectations of a strong quarter. Home improvement chains have been cashing in on the housing market rebound as buyers, both new and old, fix up their investments. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, these stores have also figured out how to defend themselves against something known as the Amazon effect.
Even in the age of free two-day shipping, sometimes you just need to go to a store, like when you're picking out a new faucet or your doorknob breaks at 2 o'clock on a Saturday.
It's just a lot easier to walk in and say, hey, I've got this thing I need to fix. Can you show me where it is in the aisle?
That's analyst Joe Feldman with Telsey Advisory Group. Home Depot has also invested heavily in its own online business. And even then, Seth Basham at Wedbush Securities says around 40% of online orders are picked up in the store, where customers often buy something else. Many shoppers order online from within the store, through a kiosk or on their own phones.
Essentially, you have more of an endless aisle effect, where you can access a lot more merchandise than the store could actually hold.
Home Depot says about a quarter of its business is more vulnerable to online competition. Things like power tools and small appliances, which are easy to ship and easy to compare across different websites. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.